This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we concluded our last program, I pointed out that understanding the Scriptures was foundational to the disciples experiencing all they would need to accomplish their mission. Acts chapter 1 amplifies the final days of Jesus' time with the disciples before his ascension. During this time, he gave them many convincing proofs that he was alive. On one occasion, while eating with them, he gave them this command, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised." When the disciples asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He answered them, "It's not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Knowing the Scriptures is important in being prepared to represent the Lord to the world, but none of us know everything. There are some things you have to leave in the Father's hands. But once you understand that Jesus provided forgiveness of sins to those who repent and believe in his death and resurrection, you will need to trust in the Holy Spirit to empower you to be a witness of this good news. Once you believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior, the Holy Spirit dwells in you. To be empowered for service, you must surrender fully to his control and rely upon him to work through you. It would be wise to memorize Acts 1:8, the final promise of Jesus before his ascension. And if you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.